Welcome to the podcast, Peter Spider Everett. G'day, and Ali. G'day.
Yeah, g'day.
Hey. I don't get my full name.
I don't know your middle name, and I stumbled.
Alison.
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth.
Oh, Liz.
Plath.
AEP. So you got Betty, a th at the end of both of your last two names.
Betty Baru. Yes.
Elizabeth Plath.
Yes. And actually, when I was little, I couldn't say Alison, so I used to say my name was Asin Bisbis.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's close.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, my,
What did you used to say?
Mine's Peter Ray.
Ray.
Peter Raymond.
Yeah, but how did you say your name was when you were little?
I didn't talk.
Oh.
I didn't talk until I was five. My sisters did all my talking.
I do know.
Yeah, they thought I was like special.
You're made up for it.
You know you're special. But I do know something that you, your sisters called you a particular
name. Yeah, well.
What did they call
Because
you?
I didn't talk, and I used to just walk around hanging onto my mum's leg until I was five. And my sisters then made me believe that my name was Penelope. And no, like the whole family went along with it. This is I'm mentally scarred. Not just for
hang on, not just for a day.
He's such
or
a Penelope.
An hour.
No.
We're talking for weeks.
Oh, my God.
How much older than you are they to be smart enough to do that?
Debbie is 5 years older. Tamara's four. So when I was five, they're 8 and 9.
Yeah.
And, yeah, my name was Penelope for months. And still now, if they write a card, it's to Penelope.
I love that.
No, you don't. It's a form of bullying.
Lean into it, mate.
Did you have a family nickname, Alison?
Well, my eldest brother and I call each other SWAT. So we're off the Young Ones. Remember the show, The Young Ones?
Yeah.
Rick, Vivian, Neil and Mike.
Mike,
it was the most boring one.
Yep.
But they used to say to each other, "You're a girly SWAT."
And all that girly stuff.
Look at you swatting away for teacher. So we call each other SWAT. But, yeah, Mum used to call me Frida Freckles.
That's a good one.
Yep.
Okay. I was called Wheeling the Wrecker because I could break everything the first day they gave it to me.
Really? You just smashed everything.
There was a wrecking yard down the road, a car wrecking yard called Wheeling the Wreckers.
Yeah.
And every present they ever gave me, I was 30 minutes in and I'd smash it.
How funny. Wow. Like, I still remember on Christmas Day, my nephew got a fishing rod and his dad just went to show him how much it bent and it snapped.
Oh, my God.
It was Christmas Day.
We're off to the Boxing Day sales.
Right, it's yours.
Al, you're not getting away with this, will you? What was your family name?
All right, so my dad and my mum went and saw the Michael Caine movie, Alfie, the original one.
Oh, so you get called Alfie.
And I was very little, and so Dad came back and said, "We're not going to call him Alistair. We're going to call him Alfie."
General.
Yeah, that's me.
And you look like Alf.
And now Spider Records, I look like TV character Alf.
You put a photo of
him. Now that's a form of bullying.
You put a photo of them together and they look so close.
Oh, as soon as you said it. No, but you actually do a bit. What did he used to always yell out, Alf?
I don't know. I never watched it.
Come on, I'll Google it while you're still talking.
Yeah,
he used to yell out something like.
Did he
eat cats?
He did like cats.
Yeah, Alf the Alien saying.
Did hear that he was good with the ladies, though, right?
Yeah. Alf the Alien saying.
So there's something different.
Yeah. I can't remember what he used to yell. I'm Googling. Okay. I love it.
And if you're on Spider's Google history, then keep that to yourself.
Okay. The corporate environment.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Well done, Al.
There you go.
Yeah. You're a ripper, son.
Alf.
Hey, stick with us, Alfie. All right. Ali went to dinner last night and she learned something about cereal pests. There was a fire in a Gold Coast shopping centre and it revealed a lot about men to Ali. And also, we're going to ask you, which of your kids' movies would you recommend as an adult?
I've got a good friend here on the coast. Her name is Mel and she coordinates a whole bunch of commercial painters.
Right.
And she told me a story yesterday which pretty much, in my mind, proves that men are definitely, you know, you all spruik on that you're brave and strong and tough and all
Absolutely
this.
Absolutely we are.
But when it comes to asking out the opposite sex, you're definitely the wussier sex.
Well, we can't see
you're
the deals.
You're not brave. Anyway, this is what happened yesterday.
Sure.
I don't know what happens in your spare time, but anyway.
Okay,
so she's on the phone to one of her workers, one of her painters, yesterday. And all of a sudden, they're talking about a job that's coming up, and he's just gone, "I got to go." like this. That's how she thought he said it. Off the phone, and she's thinking, are you right? So she wasn't real happy about it. He rings her back 20 minutes later, and Mel says to him, mate, what's doing? You know, are you right? Brushing me off the phone. And he said, you will not believe what just went down.
Oh.
Okay. So this is at a Gold Coast shopping centre yesterday.
Right.
All right. So he said they were walking through, him and the apprentice. They were just finishing up and about to bring the scissor lift down, whatever. And they can hear this random woman sort of just go, ah, like yelling. And they're, you know how when you hear yelling at a shopping centre, you're just thinking, oh, someone's gone a bit loco or whatever.
Kids
but
are gone.
As they've, because it sounded really frantic, as they've got closer, here's this really attractive, well-dressed woman in her sort of late 20s. And she's actually saying, the shop's on fire, the shop's on fire. Wow. So her shop was on fire yesterday.
In the shopping centre.
So the apprentice, he actually is ex-military. So he just went into immediate disaster-solving response.
Wow, okay.
He's raced in the shop. Yeah. It's on fire. He's pulling racks out. He's actually burnt his hand. Then he's grabbed a, what do you call it,
fire extinguisher.
And just around the shop.
Mm.
Put the fire out. So he's totally...
What a legend.
Absolutely. Hero of the day.
Absolutely.
And so he is single. So all his mates are pumping him up and going, dude, she was seriously smoking hot. Ask her out.
Oh, trying to get...
Yes.
Okay.
Strange choice of expressions there.
And he's like, I can't ask her out. I can't. They're trying to pump him up massively.
Yeah.
And
disaster just, zone. Their best time to do it.
Exactly.
Oh, absolutely.
He's just completely refused. So
yeah.
Anyway, when they were telling Mel about it, she goes, so he will literally run into a burning shop to put out a fire, but he will not ask a good-looking woman out.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
Pathetic.
No, what do you mean pathetic?
Well, he should ask her out.
Yeah, but if he says no, it's embarrassing. If he puts it, doesn't put out the fire, he's tried.
100% right.
I see.
Burns hurt less than rejection.
Yeah.
All week. Look, school holidays.
Yeah.
Can we all just have a...
more sandwiches.
No, I know. No more sandwiches. And look, as you know, I've got four kids and the two younger ones that are still dependent are actually staying in Brisbane at the moment with my eldest daughter. Okay.
Perfect.
So what do you do when you're kid-free? What's the first thing you
smile.
Think of doing besides smile?
Go out for dinner.
Go out for dinner with your other kid.
Oh, really? So you've taken the favourite one out finally.
That's
and the
right.
others don't get jealous.
My favourite son, Jake, he's 28, so we decided because I didn't have the girls, let's go and have a nice dinner.
Yeah.
Lovely. Where'd
so
you go?
Well, we went to Bottega, it's called, at Chevron.
Oh, wow.
Last night, Italiano. Thank you, Al Davey.
Is this what they play out there?
Look at you go on the bazooki.
Well, actually, and because it was a last-minute decision...
Thank you.
Jake and I both love sporadic plans, you know, last-minute plans. So we thought, oh, I didn't even think that we might not get in somewhere. It was a Tuesday night.
Nah, you get in anyway.
Yeah, so we went up to the door and the lady said, Sandy, lovely, she said, oh, look, I'm really sorry, but do you mind sitting outside? And there was a bit of a breeze up.
Yeah, it was cold.
It was howling.
So I sort of went, oh... And because, you know, I'm a little bit stiff from the running and the walking, I was immediately going, oh.
Not up,
nearly wasn't going to. But actually it was quite sheltered. So we just took it on and went, you know what? Yes, let's do this.
Okay.
I'm hungry.
Yeah.
Mama's hungry.
Yeah. Nothing says
Mama
like.
Give me a bit of the old pasta.
What's your order?
Well, I actually ordered this delicious crispy duckling.
Oh.
But that's not
that's
the point
okay.
of the story. So, well, here we are.
Straight out of Evendale Lake.
That's it. Both got a nice Shiraz sitting there. Got a beautiful meal and you'd think it was lovely. And actually, Al, funny you were playing that music because they did have this beautiful Italian music playing even outside. Thank you.
Yeah.
Set the scene for me.
Yeah.
So it was all lovely, catching up with my son, never get to do that. And we're on the, you know, outside.
Yeah.
And, you know, like occasionally cars drive past, but then you get the cars doing this. Woo!
Oh, yeah.
And then 10 minutes later, here comes the next one. Hong Kong! Hang on, can we have the Italian music still?
Yeah.
So you got all
these. But you get the...
Someone yelled out something, oh, yeah, enjoy your dinner. You know,
don't you do that?
No, I don't do that. Please tell me you do that, don't
absolutely.
You?
Absolutely.
Oh,
no, you know, like...
I knew you'd be wrong.
No, listen. It's Rod McLeod's even with me here. Rod the news.
All right, like, weigh in, Rod
it's
McLeod.
It's a funny thing. It's like for those people who are on the tee and they're about to play golf.
As you're driving past
and they're just halfway through their swing, they're coming down. It's nothing better than...
You are terrible.
One of my favourite pastimes is while driving on the Gold Coast Highway is giving the patrons of the massage parlours as they exit a little toot.
A little toot for their little toot.
Have you ever done it? Like, how funny is it? Like, you've got to do it. Like, when you're driving in the outback and you see a whole paddock of sheep and you're there, you
Hang
drive
on.
Past
Are these
you go,
sheep playing golf?
No. They're just there. You go, and you just see these hundreds of sheep just run for the hills. You got nothing else out there. It excites you.
So basically you were telling me that you were driving through Chevron Island last night.
Absolutely I was. You do it, though.
And I'm pretty certain Rod McLeod was.
And, don't you?
No, I will do it when I'm driving past a game of cricket and I'll wait until the bowler's just about to let it go.
That is terrible. What am I working with?
Yeah, I've got to admit something. My name is Spider Everett, and I love the Minions.
Very good impersonation there, Spider.
Yeah, thank you.
You really do.
I've got to be
Tell
honest
us
with
about
you.
This love.
I've got to be honest with you. Yesterday, we were walking through Australia Fair. Myself, my daughter's up from Melbourne, Nay, and also Boston. So Boston's nearly 16, Nay's nearly 21. And we're walking past the cinema, and it's like, do you want to go and see the Minions? And they've looked at me and gone, what? I said, surely you want to go and see the Minions? And they've gone, yeah, let's go. So the three of us all got our popcorn and our Minion cups. We sat in the cinema. There was all these kids school holidays all sitting around us, and there's three giants. There's myself, who's 6'8", Nay's nearly 6'2", Boston 6'2", sitting in the middle of the movies and just hilarious. Laughing and loving the Minions. And even Boston walked out afterwards and he goes, Dad, he goes, I was embarrassed I even found myself laughing at that movie. But
isn't that funny?
Loved it. And we want to know, what are those kids' movies as an adult you just love? For me, I love Minions.
Yeah, you love
Allie,
Minions.
What about you?
Look,
your eldest is 28, right?
Yeah, 29, Jess is, and Jake's 28, and then round two are 14 and 15.
Right.
So, yeah, you just get into the movies with them. But for me personally, I was never really a Disney princess girl. However, I absolutely love Mulan. It's just such a good movie and, you know, let's get down to business to defeat the Huns. You know,
I just
love it.
That's
and love the music
you,
in Mulan and, you know, she just...
So if another one come out, you'd go there, no stress.
100%.
Yep. Flan?
Yeah, love it.
My name is Sean Flanagan. Because my eldest is a girl.
Yep.
I can honestly say that I love Barbie's Island Princess.
Oh, do you?
I cried in Barbie's Island Princess.
Oh, boy.
She couldn't find her parents. Don't laugh.
Okay. All right, let's throw it out of the Triple M family. What's that kids' movie that you love more than the kids as an adult? Yeah. You just go, nah, that is the one for me. I don't care if it's a kid movie. I love it.
And before we get to your calls, 1-300-925-666, Rod McLeod.
Roddy.
My name is Rod McLeod. Monsters, Inc.
Oh, so good.
I love the Monsters, Inc. And especially the shorts where Mike Wazowski buys this fandangled yellow car and everything goes wrong with it. It is the most hilarious thing you'd ever see. I was cacking myself.
Look, it is a safe space here. What's that kids' movie that you love more than the kids as an adult?
Yeah, school holidays on at the moment, and a great way, if you're looking for something for the kids to do, definitely go to the movies. And, I just confess, my name's Spider Everett, and I do love the Minions.
No.
myself and I took my daughter, who's 21, and my son, who's 15, all to the movies to watch The Minions yesterday. Flan, yours is?
12 Dancing Princesses.
Yeah.
Also The Island Princess.
And Ali?
Yeah, Alison Plath. And I do love Mulan and occasionally a healthy dose of Fraggle Rock.
Oh, we're just asking 1-300-925-666. What is your favourite, what's your favourite movie, kids' movie, as an adult?
It's Mike from Mermaid Waters, and I have a confession to make. It's a program, and I'm working on it, but I have to confess to the listeners that I love Disney's Tangled.
Oh, it's so good,
yeah,
is it?
Tangled is really
it's
good.
Brilliant.
Amazing music.
Yep.
I reckon. How many times have you seen it?
I've got to be at least 8 or 9 times. Every time I watch it, I say, listen, to my daughter, Isabella, I say, listen, I know you want to watch Tangled. And she says, I don't really want to watch Tangled. I said, well, I'm sure you do.
You're watching Tangled.
It's the new Rapunzel, and it's really wonderful. And,
thanks, Mike. Yeah.
Good on you, Mike. Thank
Mother
you.
Mother knows best.
Hello, Triple M.
Hi, this is Daniel from Parkwood, and I love Cars with Mater.
Oh, yes. Lightning McQueen.
Oh, how many times can you watch that, Daniel? It's one of the great movies.
Oh, this is one of the best movies. I absolutely love Mater. He's so funny.
Yeah. Who's your favourite character on Cars?
Lightning McQueen.
Mater's funny. Yeah, Flo, all of them. Bossy used to love that as well, but it is one of the great movies.
Here's Mr. I've only ever seen one movie in my life, Shallow Hal. Look at you.
Yes. Learning a bit about Spider this morning.
Yes, we are.
Hello, Triple M.
Hello, it's Matthew here from Beachmont, and I've got to confess my all-time favourite kids' movie is the original Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Oh, Gene Wilder is a genius.
Isn't he?
Oh. And my between my wife and I, we have 9 kids. And
congratulations.
thank you. I often make references, and there's a couple lines I love, and the kids just look at me and roll their eyes, and that's, I want an Oompa Loompa, Daddy, and I want it now.
Yeah, or Violet, Violet, you're turning Violet, Violet.
And there's one more which I love, and again, the kids look at me and go, that's not the way it goes, and it's, I've got so little to do and so much time to do it in.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Now, come on, I've got one question, Matthew.
Yeah.
Be honest.
Yeah.
Have you ever licked some wallpaper?
Snarsberries.
Probably in Melbourne.
They
I'd
taste
say.
Like snarsberries.
Okay, right, the movie reference. Okay. Hey, Matt, you're off to Jack Johnson playing Hotter Amphitheatre Friday, December 2. Tickets on sale Friday the 1st of July. You got your tickets, well done.
Sounds awesome. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for sticking with us. We really do appreciate it. If you can tell your mates that Gold FM is now called Triple M, it's on 92.5 FM. We start at 5 a.m. on weekdays. Please tune in and give Wheeland Lady Penelope and Anissa Barr a go. Now with your host, Alfie.